The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the economy and markets.
It seems almost everyone has concluded that our economy is powering straight into a recession. The economy is made up of real activity. It's real people buying real things that they want today. The market moves separately and often for different reasons. See, the market leads the economy. Stocks are priced on expectations, so a bottom in the market will come before a bottom in the economy. Unlike the economy, the market doesn't move because of stats or figures. It moves because the great mass of investors has willed it to. In 1936, John Maynard Keynes wrote that the market is driven by animal spirits of a spontaneous urge to action rather than inaction, and not as the outcome of a weighted average of quantitative benefits multiplied by quantitative probabilities.
So people aren't quantifying their actions with realistic numbers, but instead emotion?
Yes, and in other words, people start buying stocks because they feel like it, not because they've updated their spreadsheets and rationally changed their minds. If you accept that we are heading into a recession, you'll want to act before it has fully played out. The market's feeling will turn ahead of the economic data. Yes, we still face a high risk of recession. To put a finer point on it, 65% of economic forecasters now predict we'll see a recession in the next year, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York shared another indicator that turns the yield curve into a probability of recession in the next 12 months. It has a good track record, and it's at 38% today. Based on history, those are some good odds, but history does not always repeat itself. Every other time the New York Fed's indicator has hit such a high peak, we've seen a recession either immediately before or immediately after. And financial media hosts no longer ask for predictions of a recession like they did all through 2022. Rather, they presume the recession is coming and the conversation is about how long or how deep it will last.
I can remember last year when many analysts said, despite the Biden administration's definition, the recession had already begun.
Predicting recessions is difficult, if not impossible. As a 2019 paper from the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia explains, economists cannot predict the timing of the next recession because forecasting business cycles is hard. For example, at the onset of the 2001 recession, the median forecaster in the Survey of Professional Forecasters expected real U.S. GDP growth of 2.5% over the next year, while in reality, output barely grew. Again, on the eve of the Great Recession, forecasters were expecting GDP to grow 2.2% over the next four quarters, and we all know how that worked out. In other words, when everyone readily accepts a prediction about the future as easy or obvious, it probably isn't. Today, it seems everyone thinks a recession is coming. In turn, since the market is priced on expectations, we could actually be closer to the bear market bottom than anyone believes. Fears of a looming recession be damned. There's no way to know for sure when the market will turn until it actually happens, but we don't need to call the exact bottom. Not even the greatest investment minds on the planet can do that. All we need to do is wait for an uptrend to signal that things are in motion.
So, do we have a legitimate trend?
Well, let's check in on a handful of indicators that we use to determine if risk takers are putting money into the market again. First, let's look at small cap stocks. Given that small caps are typically young and fast-growing firms, they provide better returns than large caps over the long term. However, they also come with greater volatility. We can see that the performance of small caps relative to the S&P 500 index. Small caps have underperformed the overall stock market since early October. We don't see a trend shaping up here. A similar argument can be made for growth stocks and value stocks. The ratio of growth stocks to value stocks shows which type of asset investors favor. Growth stocks vastly underperformed value stocks in the back half of 2022. They're behaving like we are headed into a recession and not yet looking out toward the other side. Next up, we have a risk-on, risk-off indicator, which compares a handful of typically risky sectors with several non-risk sectors. It shows that investors are more fearful of risk assets like stocks now than they were a year ago. Again, this suggests we have yet to turn a corner. But as we've said, the stock market is priced on expectations. If we want to peer further into the future, we must look at the bond market. Bonds had a terrible year as interest rates climbed steadily throughout 2022.
And now?
Now, however, the high yield spread, the difference between risky bonds and investment grade bonds, is turning lower. A lower spread means investors are more willing to put money into risky bonds relative to safer bonds. Unlike what we're seeing with the stock market, the high yield spread indicates that bond investors' appetite for risk is increasing. Investors often claim the bond market is smarter than the stock market, so this could be an early sign. While the recessionistas will rightly point to housing as a sector leading the economy into trouble, the true story of the economy doesn't elicit such a clear-cut expectation for a recession. The job market remains strong. Consumers are still spending. In the end, some analysts are optimistic that the markets will trend higher in 2023, but we doubt it will happen right away. As we've said, it seems bond investors are confident that we may be close to a bottom, but stock investors just aren't convinced. They're still fearful of a looming recession and wary of risk assets, growth stocks, and small caps. So we may not be at the start of an uptrend quite yet.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied.